Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's check in with Des Cahill.
Yeah, Mary, busy weekend and the action already underway in Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Sevens rugby and the Irish women's team has just been beaten 21-5 by Great Britain, despite Ireland getting the opening try there. The Irish women also lost their opening game 26-17 to Fiji. The men's side have played one match and they lost to Argentina 35-5. Now, in 15s rugby, the Irish women's team play Italy in the Six Nations on Sunday, and the team will be named later today. We'll be hearing from the squad later in the programme. Ulster are in URC action this evening when they host Stormers. The big game, of course, is Connacht hosting Munster tomorrow afternoon in front of a sellout crowd of 26,000-27,000 in Castlebar. And the league leaders, Leinster, well, they're in South Africa and they play the Sharks tomorrow afternoon. In soccer, Chelsea's women's side overturned a two-goal first-leg deficit to beat Manchester City 3-0 and set up a Champions League semi-final meeting with the holders, Barcelona, next week. Barca beat Wolfsburg 6-1 last night. In this evening's domestic action, the top three sides are all away from home. The Premier Division leaders Drogheda United go to Turner's Cross to play Cork City. St Pat's are in Waterford and Galway United meet Bohemians at Dalymount Park. Sligo Rovers host Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers entertain Derry City. Well, we're joined as usual by Paul Curry. So, Paul, what are the standout games for you this weekend?
Morning, Des. Yeah, the first port of call seems to be Dalymount Park for Bowes and Galway. And Des, Bowes really need to start get going. You know, just 3 points from their last five games. And they've only one win at Dalymount Park since April 2024. I had to double and treble check that, because one win at Dalymount since April 2024 seems unbelievable for Bowes. But this next week already feels crucial for them, with back-to-back home games, Galway tonight and Sligo next week. And too often with Bowes, we seem to be saying the same things. It was very similar to what we saw against Pats before the break. They play well in spells, but they still find ways of losing games. And they've got to get away to being a little bit more ruthless at both ends of the pitch. Up front, whether it's Whelan or Moussa leading the line, they've got to get better service into their front players. And at the back, clean sheets have to become a priority. And the worry is, if results don't improve soon and the gap to the top teams keeps growing, the pressure might start to mount on that management team and on the playing squad. And Galway won't be any gimme under any circumstance. They're a very difficult tie to play against. They're unbeaten in their first six games, and they always bring a steel and an aggression under John Caulfield, which makes them a really tough side to play against. And to be honest, Des, they probably don't get the credit they deserve for being an attacking outlet. They do play good football going forward. But for Bowes, the style of play won't matter. What matters most is getting 3 points, and there has to be a little bit of a momentum change from Bowes and Alan Reynolds. The second game I was looking at was Waterford and St Pat's. Waterford's season has been full of up and downs. 3 wins, 3 defeats. And you have that feeling tonight that they're really going to be tested against St Pat's. And it has been a season throughout the League of Ireland where teams have been taking points off each other, and inconsistency seems to be that theme that runs throughout the league. But I'm back in St Pat's to step up and start putting a real form, run a form together. You know, when I look across the teams, I still believe they have the strongest squad. But the likes of Jamie Lennon returning from injury, his presence in the midfield will start to add a little bit more stability that maybe they've been missing at times. And when you see Chris Forrester against Bowes in the last game, you know, back to his best, he looks as fluid as ever going forward. You have Mason Melia becoming the youngest player and youngest goal scorer for under 21s during the week. They've just got individuals who can open up defences and produce moments of brilliance. So I think it's only a matter of time, Des, before they start to pull it all together, and I think they're going to be a real big force.
All right, well, we look forward to it. Thanks, Paul. Somebody needs to start putting it together. It's very tight, isn't it? The First Division leaders Dundalk, meanwhile, they're at home to Wexford. In Gaelic games, the Allianz Football League finals dominate the weekend. We have big games and finals in all four divisions. So we've got former Dublin star Paul Flynn to give us his verdict. First, on Divisions 3 and 4.
Yeah, in Division 4, obviously we've got Wexford and Limerick. Wexford are the only team across all leagues who've gone unbeaten through the league campaign. They're playing some really nice football. They have obviously beaten Limerick in the league campaign already. John Hegarty's doing a fine job there. And they're really just making the most out of the space. The poor Hughes, the last day, kicked 5 points against Longford in the half-forward line, so he'll be one to watch in the weekend. And Limerick, on the other hand, I think everybody's been talking about James Nocton and the fact that he scored 4-12 last weekend, 4-3 coming from play. I'm not sure if I've ever heard of that kind of level of scoring, especially at inter-county level when you've got defenders who are of a serious standard. So that's a phenomenal return, and everyone will be looking forward to see how he can get on. I'm sure he's looking forward to getting out to the space of Croke Park. So look, I think they've done a really good job. I think Jimmy Lee is doing an excellent job, and the Treaty men will be looking forward to going to Croke Park and not being the hurling team for a change. So look, I think there's going to be good excitement over this. I think it's going to be hard for Limerick to overturn the league performance. I'm going to predict maybe that Wexford is going to come out on top of this one. Still in Division 3, we have obviously taken on Kildare, obviously neighbouring counties. This is going to be really interesting. I think the job that's been done by Mickey Hart and Offaly has been remarkable. I'm not sure Mickey gets the credit that he deserves for what he's done across any team that he's come win the league last year with Derry. The job he did with Loud and now Offaly getting into the final is just absolutely phenomenal. And Offaly beat Kildare when they played each other in the league as well. That won't be forgotten. For sure, they played a great game. Dylan Hyland scored 1-9 and it was their best performance. Playing with energy, playing with pace, attacking football. So many people might think that Mickey Hart is a manager who sets his team up just for defence, just for defending, but he's absolutely mixing it with great attack and play with the Offaly team at the moment. And equally, Brian Flanagan's done a great job at Kildare. I think he's got some serious forwards in the form of Alex Byrne and Kevin Feely operating inside, and Callum Bolton in midfield is putting in a really good shift. So it's going to be a really tight game. Obviously, neighbouring counties is going to be a lot on the line, but I just feel I'm going to give this one to Mickey Hart. I think coming into Croke Park, he knows how to win games, and he might just pip this one, but really tight game as well.
All right, thanks for that, Paul. We'll bring you the 1 and 2 previews later in the programme. Elsewhere in golf, Seamus Power shot an opening round of 1 under par 69 at the Houston Open. He's 4 off the lead. Rory McIlroy a further shot back. Patrick Harrington is 4 over par. Alejandro Tosti, Taylor Pendrith, Keith Mitchell and Ryan Gerrard top the leaderboard at 5 under. At the Ford Championship in Arizona, Leona Maguire 2 under par after the opening round, 7 behind the leader Charlie Hull. And racing today is at Dundalk.